listed as 17B tape from Ann.
Than the right or from God? In other words, you describe that you can counsel by or through the thought system. Is there, you describe there are other entities in your area that were not from God that were trying to influence. Is that going on with us as well?
Those who would encourage separation, is that what you
mean?
Yes,
uh-huh.
Those misguided ones. Yes, they may do that because they believe in separation.
Mm-hmm. Where is their source of, you said God is in everything.
That is true. And he is their source as well.
He is their source as well.
That is true.
So in other words, there's not a total...
They have their choice, you see. Now, most times these may reverse their choice and return to him and start themselves in a different direction. So they are not bound by that. But at the time I spoke of, there are usually misguided ones who will influence you with their wrong thinking if they can.
Mm-hmm. And are they, do they have a leader or do they have a, you described a power or a system of progressive importance. In other words, your guides or your guardians or let's say your counselors go on up the line, so to speak, in terms of their where they are. Do these other ones that want separation, do they have a hierarchy of leaders or leadership?
Yes, there will be those. I speak of my counselors, and they are here to counsel me because they have greater wisdom and knowledge than I of the world in which I live.
Mm-hmm.
And there is very much to learn.
Right, the ones who speak of separation, do they have...
They have leaders? Those who have had an opportunity to learn more, but their knowledge is used to encourage separation.
And do they remain separate themselves until they change their own attitude?
That is true.
What happens to little children that die very young in our world? Their mind is that of a child, an infant. What happens to their soul?
Well, what happens to them upon the physical death, is that what
right.
you mean?
Right. Let's say that they die of an accident or, a disease. Do they go to a heavenly kindergarten? Or,
they grow up in this environment that we all experience here.
Mm-hmm.
It is, they do not have the same kinds of obstacles to overcome. They are left in the first areas, which is very like Earth, for a long time until they may proceed. But they reach maturity
mm-hmm.
here. They do not always stay children.
Does the age they are when they die have to do with their maturity there?
You mean would they... Well, age is not important. It
okay.
is their spiritual maturity.
Yeah, okay.
What is the ultimate point for you as you continue in your progress or your road toward maturity? Where will you be, or what will be your relationship to God the Father and Christ the Son?
I am returning to my Father. That is my end. At present, I am not prepared for that. I am aware that I am not prepared. I could not bear that as yet.
Well, you say you couldn't bear it. You mean you wouldn't be able to cope with it, or you couldn't tolerate the light, or the...
I am not prepared.
Well, you know, Christ said when he was here, he said that he was going to prepare mansions, that where he was, there ye may be also. And he also promised that if people believe in him as their Savior, that they would not see death, but would have eternal life. The question is, did he not mean what he said? When he says, where I will, there ye may be also. Did he mean, well, after you die, then you go through eons of change until you finally reach the...
He meant what he said, and it is that way. But where he is at present, I cannot go as yet.
What will you need to do to go there?
I have very much learning to do.
This day thou shalt be with the Lord.
Well, that's what Christ said to the thief on the cross. Today you will be with me in paradise. Do you know of any place by that name, paradise?
With such a name, there are no separate places with different names, such as heaven or paradise, nor is there a place as hell, unless you have envisioned that for yourself. If you have done that, it will be there for you.
Well then, you know, if these things all happen at one's death, what was the purpose then of Christ's coming, his birth, his living, his death, and his resurrection? What was that all for, if this process already goes on anyway? What was the meaning or the purpose of that?
I think we must constantly be shown. Christ came, and yet people still do not understand. It is a constant process with human beings. Mm-hmm. I find that difficult to believe sometimes, but I do know it is true.
That there's a constant change?
That there is a constant need for this learning to go on. People are very stubborn.
Uh-huh. But you know, the understanding that I have gotten from reading the scriptures is that salvation, or meaning eternal life, was a gift from God if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That it's not something that you work for.
It is not work. It is not work since such as we do on earth. I do what I must because I am not prepared to go on. I know that I must be prepared. I have not seen God. I have not had direct contact with him, and yet he is everywhere. That is difficult to explain. It is a wonderment.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a truth. I know it as a truth.
Can you define the difference between Jesus the Christ from where you are as from the Father? Maybe we're... Jesus, as we are taught, is the Son of the Father who came to teach man. When you speak of the Father, as we do, our Father, even as Jesus had taught to say our Father, and he always said, ask the Father in my name, if you ask the Father in my name. And I think it's very important that we do turn to the Father. But can you share with us your concept of Jesus and the realms following the earth?
Yes. He is spirit, as we all are, who became an individual, was selected to come for the task that was put out for him. Now, he was given a task. He knew what it was to be, and he performed that. But he was man, with all of men's failings and weaknesses to overcome. He was very close to our Father, and is now.
He is with the Father, but assists on earth at this?
At present, is that what you mean? He assisted, he came before.
Does he counsel on realms beyond the earth as to who?
Yes, higher than I. He is generally assisting those who must do counseling, not those such as I.
Is he of, you know, we're taught in our Bible that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, the only Son, and that he was one of the Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. There are people who teach that he was just a prophet, that he was just a holy one, such as Buddha and these other men that had great religions, and that he was not of the personage that we are taught in our Bible. How do you see him as from where you are?
I do not believe that you would like my answer.
I would like to hear it.
Because it is, he is, as I described, there are others who may do this. Perhaps I should tell you this. The nature of our Father is not as you might expect. He is our Creator, and he supports life, as I mentioned. He is infinitely receptive to us, and susceptible to our thoughts of him. He is also impartible. He will reflect by his responsiveness. He will reflect to us with absolute absolute, I have no word. Exactness, absolute exactness. Whatever it is that is our concept of him.
I'm still not clear on what you said about Jesus Christ, and you said we wouldn't like your description.
I have not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That is very important that you understand what I just said, however. Because if, for instance, when you die, if you expect to be with Christ, you will be with Christ. Your Father will demonstrate for you, even while you are on earth, your concept of him. And it may be Christ, it may be something different. There are those who have never heard of Jesus the Christ, who have lived on the earth, and they are here as well.
I believe that, that others, that people who have not heard of Christ are still led to the Father. But going back, are you still giving the answer on Jesus Christ?
I'm sorry, would you repeat your question? Perhaps I have not explained what I meant.
I was asking you who Jesus Christ is to you and your understanding.
To me. Well, my training was as a Christian. So I follow his direction and his lead, and I did believe in him, as we have discussed before. But I do know that such aid does exist for others, though they have not even heard his name.
Mm-hmm. Right, how has your view of him changed from when you were here and were raised as a Christian, and what it is?
It has changed only slightly. I believe I thought of him as the same. He is the same. This will sound like a contradiction, and I cannot help it. I thought of him as the same as the Father when I lived on earth. Now I must tell you that he is not. However, I must tell you that we all are the same as the Father. And that will not make sense to you. But it is what I mean. I do not blame you if you do not understand. I will try to think of another way to explain this. Perhaps I can relate that at another time.
The concern would be that he be the only begotten Son of God for the purpose that he was sent to enlighten the earth.
He was sent to enlighten the earth, that is true.
And the only begotten by God directly
that
to
is
do
true.
That rather than a volunteer.
Is that his only mission, to enlighten the earth?
To save us is used to enlighten, yes, and he did with some. You see, that enlightenment can be ignored from whatever source. From whatever source. But that again is our will. And I am concerned that I have not explained myself fully.
Let me share, then you can correct me then. Jesus, by God the Father, was ordained to be his begotten Son, to come to enlighten and to open the gates once again for those people who had come prior to Jesus, so that they may return. Life is eternal to those souls who believe in what they hear. And what you're saying is the Creator would not let a man go enlightened, unenlightened, who ask.
That is well put.
That we are all part of one and part of God, just as we are to return from where we came. But for creation to be complete, creation must exist. And to be created and to experience creation, intelligence and what now from creation, to experience himself as separate, and once sufficiently experienced as separate, may return when one's own determination feels that they have reached superior enlightenment, that they may permit themselves to return, always being permitted to return to God. Jane, was it an enlightenment for you at the time of your death define the closeness of your counselor? Was it a humbling experience to realize that many of the thoughts you had had were not truly yours, but that of your counselor?
At the moment of my death, I was concerned only with my death and myself and my feelings. I did not want to leave, and that is all that concerned me at the time, unfortunately.
I've had the opportunity to experience the wholesome, humbling experience of many of the thoughts that I thought were mine, and now giving thanks to the counseling that one is given in a very wholesome, humbling experiences of that. There's a couple of questions I'd like to ask or propose. If you don't know, at least propose them to your counselor so they can talk again. I was told that I could have knowledge of things past and of present, and I would like to at some time know the true origins of man. Many churches teach that the story of Adam and Eve existed in fact. Other times we have told it was a created symbol to express to man, from a child to an adult, to understand the origin of man's nature. And I would like to know more about the origin of man, if it's permissible to know. Secondly, one that you may answer, I believe, yourself is, you've previously said at the time you talked to us, you come into the day of the time that you talked to us. Now, is the...
Yes, not at the moment.
No, I understand that, and you might express it for them, but I do understand that. That was for the purpose of our experiences in that and your re-experiencing. Now, the energy, the thought at that time, that you are in that day, can it affect, or is the material, we have seen certain situations to where clocks are changed on the wall, or other experiences of where things... Can the energy of that thought of your day superimpose upon the energies of the current day as we know it, such as to affect photography, such as to affect people in other realms, such as affect clocks or other material things?
The energy of the day. The day
you
that has no energy.
Well, you talk to us from a day in your... We have experiences discussed on Earth where there is supposed to be ghosts or the remaining spirits.
The spirit is what has the energy.
Yes, the spirit has the energy. But if that spirit is so strong that it recreates its day so that it can see the soap dishes making, the soap that it's making, or the horse it is riding on, can it influence the material world of the day that we are in? So we notice strange events around us partially being influenced.
That is possible. If that spirit does not know that it is not living and is going about its daily tasks, is that what you mean?
Yes. Will it affect our
life? It may, and it may also cause a person who is now living to see what it is that spirit has thought into being, which is what it is that has happened.
It has thought that into being. Yes.
It has, yes, used the power of thought without realizing it. Most spirits will eventually realize that their thought has power. Others may create things such as they had when they were alive without realizing that it is their thought doing it. And another may possibly glimpse this. A living physical being may glimpse this as a ghost, you said.
Yes. Well, as a...
It may also have an influence on the physical substance that is existing at the time.
Is the physical substance existing separate from the mind creation also? In other words, there is then... I'm understanding this now. That there is a material existence produced by the thought of God's creation, but also man made in the image and likeness of God may influence certain creation through his thought, with lesser extent.
Man does not create as such when we speak of creating an object, making an object, we are reassembling, using existing substance.
When you returned to the day that you were in, did your mind not, it did materialize or form?
I was in that day.
Yes, and was it not your spirit permitting the formation of that day?
I was in that day.
All right, now sometimes when we are recording with our recording machines, we pick up elements of that day, wind in the background or distant sounds, is that?
I do not know.
You're not aware of?
I know.
The degree of reality merging?
I do not know. I choose a day because I may do that, because it is not lost to me. It, you understand?
Yes, and
it is lost to you, but it is not lost to me.
Yes, and it is still present to you.
Yes, I may be present at that time.
We were trying to understand the physics and chemistry, you might say, of coexisting phenomenon at once.
As thought, creation by thought, as I was explaining to your friend about creating, I'll use that word, it is not accurate, creating a healthy body by, you must have that image. We create, we form, even on the physical, in such manner. If you will think about it for a moment, you will realize that is true. Before we can create or reorganize physical substance into a different mold, we must first of all have the thought.
Jean, one question, very brief. When you say thought, what differences between thought and belief? Or belief, and thought is the process, is belief the content? How would you...
Thought, they are not the same. You may think something without believing it.
Would that thought then have just as much power, whether you believe it or not, or do you...
You're speaking of our conversation on health.
Yes.
I mean thought, yes, and in that case it would require belief and concentration upon that image of health. If you concentrate upon that thought with another thought coexisting, that it will not happen, you are not creating your mental, your spiritual image at all. One negates the other.
Thank you.
The continuity of oneness, the continuity of being one God and we all part of that God, is the spirit, not the spirit as we have, but is the spirit of existence, such as the formation, the creation of a leaf, or the formation, the creation of a puppy or a kitten. Is that a continuity of the same process of...
Yes.
And it to the
yes.
leaf then through its own...
Which much greater force. This is in like manner is how God has created us. Now, of course, we came from our parents, but man originated as thought in God's mind, if you will. It is not that way, but it is a an apt description.
Now, do the collective consciousness then gain strength in the creation of existence? We see that when groups get together to form a common goal, they then materialize it through the work of their efforts. Is that true also of...
Yes, and it is true that we gain strength as spirits return to us. This is why, one reason why there is much activity to that end. Separation affects all of us. It affects the individual who separates, all those who may be influenced by him, and those who are here as well.